Finally, after three sessions of the Iraqi parliament, the white smoke rose, and Speaker of Parliament was elected. On Tuesday, Salim al-Jabouri was elected as Speaker of the Parliament, breaking weeks of the political deadlock in the country. Haider Abadi was also chosen as the first Deputy Speaker of the Council. The deputies of the State of Flow Coalition, led by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, National Coalition and other political blocs, held a meeting in the presence of the candidate for the post of President of the Council, MP Salim al-Jabouri, right before the session.
This election was very important, and it is the key for the solution for the remaining positions. And I'm optimistic for the election of Salim Jabouri, because his position and the positions of his coalition differ from those of Osama Nejafi. He is against course taking over Kirkuk.
Shortly after the beginning of the session, participants agreed on the voting method and started voting for MP Salim al-Jabouri and MP Shuruk Abayeji, where Jabouri got 194 votes out of 273. Some considered that Jabouri was a consensus Speaker of Parliament, while others had another opinion.
Betrayal of Ahmed Chalabi and the Sadrists is again another chapter in the continuous letdown of the Shiite Alliance and the National Alliance, which created further problems, further disgrief and discomfort among the supporters of the alliance, and it's an unfortunate event.
This is the third session held for the Iraqi parliament to choose a Speaker of Parliament, after the two first sessions failed because of the parties did not agree on candidates. After Iraqi parliament elected a Speaker of Parliament, this step will now pave the way towards choosing candidates for president and a premier. Analysts believe that this shows that the Iraqi political parties have put aside their political conflicts and differences and stood united in the critical situation that the country is going through. Rasha Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.